Kamala Harris slammed for tone-deaf Air Force One photo during protest for abortion rights. By Wendell Hasebo on June 27, 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris was slammed by Democrats over the weekend for posting a tone-deaf photo that showed her simply watching protests for abortion rights while aboard Air Force One. While claiming to be fighting for the right to have an abortion, Harris was knocked for posting a photo that showed her flying to Europe instead of taking to the street in protests over the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. 36,000 feet above everything, watching on a big-ass TV in a private plane, and the message is we are in this together? I'm not sure you guys get where the rest of us are at right now. Politics writer for the Daily Kos, Joan McCarter, tweeted. Could you be specific? Like, how are you fighting? Describe the tactics, explain the policy, give us the rundown. New York Magazine reporter Hillary Kelly questioned. Imani Barbaran, who identifies herself on Twitter as she/her black girl magic plus disabled pride, questioned who the communications director was that suggested the photo was a good idea. Who was the strategist that decided a photo op on a taxpayer-funded private plane both physically and metaphorically above the people watching pensively while not demonstrating action was a good idea? Barbaran tweeted. The criticism of Harris came before the Associated Press claimed on Monday that Harris is leading the fight on abortion, a clear break from how many Democrats feel about Harris's effort on the issue. In an article entitled Harris Emerges as Top Abortion Voice, warns of more fallout, AP reporter Will Weissert alleged that Harris has been a leading Biden administration voice on abortion rights since early May when a leaked draft opinion previewed Roe v. Wade's nullification. Taking to the issue with a passion linked both to her personal and professional background, Harris has spent recent weeks sounding the alarm that upending Roe could create precedent for new restrictions on everything from contraception and in vitro fertilization to gay marriage and the right to vote, the article continued. The AP's communications cover for the vice president comes as Harris delivered a word salad Friday afternoon. Speaking about the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, Harris said, "We push to move forward, that we are guided by what we see that can be. Unburdened by what has been," she stated, with no applause forthcoming. "And I know everyone in this room understands this," she claimed. Such incoherent language appears to be commonplace for the vice president, who has made many communication mistakes during her tenure. According to McLaughlin and Associates poll on Friday, 50% of voters believe it is likely Harris will become the president before President Joe Biden ends his four-year term. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.